Hope on Viagra. This is on News, the 10th of June, 2006. Dennis Zim reporting. Vatican City, Rome, Italy. Last week, Pope Benedict XVI issued a papal ocelot, a direct order to Catholics of slightly less infallibility than a papal bull, in support of pushing the pharmaceutical Viagra for Catholics. Following the elevation of the host during a June 4th Mass at St. Peter's Square, the Pope announced that to a jubilant throng, that the Catholic Church is, quote, down to meet the Viagra, yeah, unquote. UnNews brings you, dear readers, a transcript of our exclusive interview with His Holiness the Pope, conducted by our intrepid reporter, philanderer, and git, Wayne Keepuckle. Due to budgetary buggery constraints, the parts of Mr. Keepuckle and His Eminence will both be read by our own chaplain, Dennis Zim. Dennis will be using a dreadful German accent for His Holiness' voice to distinguish it from that of Wayne. On News, good evening, Your Holiness. Pope Benedict the XVI. Good evening, my son. On News, Dad, you're my dad. Oh my God, I've been trying to track you down for years. Why did you leave us, you bastard? Mum was devastated when you just walked to, Pope Benedict. No, no, no. My son is just a figure of speech. I call all civilians my son. On News. Sorry about that. Shall we start again? Pope Benedict, please. On News. Well, Your Holiness, we're here to discuss your surprising announcement last week that it is okay for men to use Viagra. Pope Benedict. More than that, it is actually their duty as Catholics to use Viagra. On News, their duty. Pope Benedict, yes, young man, their duty. All Catholic men should be using Viagra and engaging in the act of procreation every night as many times as they possibly can. On News. I find it startling, to say the least, that the titular head of the Holy Roman Catholic Church would mount such emphasis on sex. Would you shed some light for us, Your Eminence? Pope Benedict. Certainly. It's a numbers game, you see. In today's society, we are seeing a steady decline in numbers of communicants in God's true church, and it is starting to really piss him off. I challenged the super-Catholic think tank, the College of Cardinals, to develop methods of quickly and efficiently increasing numbers. We knocked about a few ideas: liberalization, female clergy, massive advertising campaigns, you know, the usual things, and then it came to me. The greatest factor in predicting a person's religious preference is the influence of their parents. You follow the religion your parents teach you is the one and true religion. We, as a church, have got to get our act together to counter rising numbers in our competitors. Certain of our cardinals have pointed out that rival religions have their own logistical problems keeping the numbers down, but must also remember that different rules allow for different solutions. For example, Islam keeps getting its followers to blow themselves up. You might think this is a good thing, and on the surface it appears to be. On closer consideration, though, we see that many or most of their victims are of competing religions, making this a useful tool in their arsenal. Not only that, but they can more than make up for it by allowing men to have as many wives as they want. How are we supposed to compete against that? Then I had the brainwave. The more sex you have, the more likely you are to have children. On News, I see, so promoting the use of Viagra will lead to more Catholics overall. Pope Benedict, yes, that's the idea. To increase the number of Catholic children, I mean, my predecessors had the right idea of banning contraceptives, but then they made the mistake of instilling sex with too much guilt, so Catholic parents weren't having as much sex as they possibly could. News. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm off to cover some obscure sporting event in Germany. Thank you for enlightening us, Your Beneficence, Pope Benedict XVI. And the Pope had this to say, Jawohl, mein pleasure. Ach, this brings me back to my Hitlerjugend. In a related news item, Pfizer shares closed over 500 points up last night following brisk trading. Major shareholder PBXVI Trading says it looks like a record for core profits for this quarter. This has been Dennis Zim for UnNews. Thank you for listening and ignoring the fact that I didn't do most of this in a poor German accent.